Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday on Coffee Tea with Me. And this week, we were going to have a mystery guest. And then all week long, I kept telling my buddy Peter, it's still a mystery to me. Well, lo and behold, I procured a mystery guest, someone who got well here previously, but unfortunately off to Florida, a family member got turned deathly ill, and she apologized profusely, and she rescheduled for in early June once I'm settled in Colorado. So it's still a mystery to me, it's still a mystery to Pete, and it's a mystery to all of you. And I suffice to say, this person got well here. She comes back all the time. She's up in Massachusetts, and she's a lovely human being. I'm sure you're going to enjoy her story. So with all of that being said, and nothing else in the back of my mind at the time until now, I thought, well, why don't we go around the room and let everybody give a little bit of an update on their situation, and then we'll go ahead and we'll field any questions that anyone has. Is that Jennifer?
It is. Good morning.
All right. So we're going to open the call with Lori to Jennifer. Lori, say hi to Jen Jen.
Hi, I'm Jen Jen. How are you? Thank you for those wonderful products. I have them. I put them in with my stuff, and they will be used, and I appreciate your donation. I was glad to help support.
Jen, Jen, to Lori.
All right, hang on. Great. Thank you so much, Lori. It's great to hear you, and I'm so, so happy that it will help you.
All right.
WPS is my favorite.
Oh,
and
it's perfect.
Those were two wonderful, great gifts, and the other ones too. I haven't quite figured out the one for the hormones yet, but Eve something, but
Ease harmony.
Yeah. So I
now
know
how I can do that. You know how I can do that. Because I take Adam's vitality.
Oh, you said Adam.
Somebody finally got it. Cool. Somebody.
That's fun. All right. So, yeah, so I'll figure that one out, and I'll read up on it and see if I can take that. So, I don't know if I'm too old for it or not. But I have daughters.
Just don't beat up any of your coworkers. Everybody says I'm the feistiest old man they ever met. That's because I have a black eye, boys and girls. No. All right. So, Lori, you're talking. So why don't you give us a little update on what your situation is, because the way you've progressed lately and things that you've started to investigate and learn on your own, really fascinating. You should share with the group, because you never can learn it.
Sure, I can do that. So what I found that when I started, and as Mel says, start slow, because it takes a long time to build up your immune system. And that's what I figured out in this whole thing. It's just go slow and just let your body just build and then it's able to kill this off. And so now that I've gotten so far on it, on the pills for it'll be 3 years in July, I was 100% better, I have to say. I was just worn down all the time, even though I don't get the sleep that I should. It's really nice to, I can still go all day. I used to fall asleep on the way home driving from work. I mean, I'd be on a bridge and doze off and wake up real quick, and it was really scary. I haven't done that in so long, so that's the one. There's a lot of noise in this.
Hang on, let's see if I can figure out where it's coming from.
Yeah, let me do that. Come on.
You know what? I just need everybody. Now let me go back to you, Ari. There can be no noise.
Okay. So anyways, that's so much better. I don't fall asleep like that, even if I don't get enough sleep. I'm still fresh and ready to go because I have this energy that these logos and then the disease is so much better. One of the things that the more I take the WPS, I'm still on 7 twice a week. I have a lot still coming out of me, but it seems like it has gotten smaller, and I can still feel the parasites, but in some areas just I don't feel them at all. My head doesn't keep me up crawling every night like it did because I'm still covering it with the cream, and I'm probably overkill. Because I do the WPS, and then I do the Clean Green. And then after all that, I put the Alpha Cream in it with those wonderful, I always forget what they're called, the smells, the things from Kathy. Anyways, I put a couple drops of those in. I do a couple different ones, and I mix them around. And I do that and put that plastic cap in my head every night. And I think that has just helped me a lot, too. So I'm hoping to be much better. I'm actually made an appointment to go get my hair colored. I've got my son's, the shower's coming up and then the wedding. And so for the first time, I feel safe enough to go and get my hair colored. And I made the appointment, and I said, after I got off the phone, I started to cry because it's been so long. And that's just a big thing. So all I can say is keep going. Don't give up. It took me a long time to figure the diet, even though I thought I was doing the diet wrong. I just, it's enough that I wasn't eating enough meat. I kind of knocked out everything, was eating just a little tiny bit. I was just afraid to feed these things and that they would get worse. But now I've kind of, I dropped the curry butter and I just do a little bit of cooking. I don't put butter in my bread anymore. There's a whole lot of things that I've kind of figured out. I found out that most teas give me a migraine, so there's very few teas that I can drink in the morning. I tried a few different ones, and so I've kind of, water is such a wonderful thing to drink, so I drink a lot of water. And as far as the, I've been able to add a few more things. And cook with the, and my daughter's actually she's got her master's as a dietitian, so she'll send me ideas too. You know, so I found that I really love broccoli, I love cauliflower. I hate sugar or anything really sweet now. I don't think I'll never go back to eating any of that because I just, that my taste and everything has changed after almost 3 years, and that's like a big thing. I remember, Kelly from Massachusetts saying that, eat sugar. No. That is no. We cook radishes. I love radishes. I love all that. I eat a ton of celery, eat radishes, cucumbers. I eat a ton of Brussels sprouts. I mean, these are things that are just so wonderful. And I've actually, I love the rainbow diet because I mix all the colors. And that's kind of fun. I get the different colored peppers and all that, and that's really helped too. So I can see that I'm getting, the more and more that I learn, the more that I'm being relieved, and that's just really wonderful. So I don't know if this helps anybody. I do the green every morning. I mean, I spray down every morning and every night, but the WPS clean green, before I go to work, I even put it on my head and blow dry my head and straight hair out. So it might be a little funky, but it's, you know, if I put too much in, I just put it in the back of the ponytail, and I don't care. I just want to get better, and I just want to be at my son's wedding where I'm not in the shower for an hour or whatever. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful because I know my skin had turned gray. My chest was all gray. My skin color, I remember going into work and the girl says, "I've been to Florida and you're darker than me." And I couldn't figure out why my skin was turning this weird color. It was so dark. Any tan lines or anything that I had had were way gone. Everything was just dark. And you couldn't even see. I had freckles all over my back and my chest, some on my face. You couldn't see them. They were gone. I thought, what happened to all my freckles? Now, the more it comes off, the more all of a sudden my freckles start coming back. And that is just
I got all my freckles. Yeah, here.
You got all yours too. Yeah, they were like gone. Now the more.
No, hey, I remember that time, girl. And the skin gray, that's not a good sign. When my skin was gray, they kept telling me I was going to die.
Yeah.
So you've come an awful long way. To make a joke out of this, the one thing I learned about the protocol. Yes, no?
Yes, no.
Okay. Is that if you take the protocol religiously, you will not fall asleep and drive off the bridge.
Right. Exactly.
And yep. You've learned to be your own physician, and you understood that knowledge is power. The more you put into it, the quicker and the better you're going to be. And what you're going to learn, if you're taking it with you like you're not going to get sick again. You have too much of an edge over sickness and illness now. Lori, I mean, to get you to talk when we first met was almost near impossible. You're a sweetheart, and you deserve all the goodness because you put the work in, girl. I've told everyone who comes here, if you do the work and you do not give up, you get better. You agree?
Oh, I agree 100%, yeah. I just started from day one listening to you, and you didn't have knowledge, so you're goofing up at first. You know, I went out and bought all the wrong foods, and then when I finally started listening to people, and I was pulling up the diet stuff on there, pulling up alkaline diet, then I started to make sense, you know. But you have to read, and you have to take the time. So, you know, I'd be up in bed on site, you know, and everybody's sleeping in there. I'm trying to read as much as I could before I went to bed. So, yeah. Here's that.
All right, Laurie.
Wonderful program together.
Sweetheart, thank you so much. Okay, this is good for everyone to hear because people don't understand. It just takes a whole lot of time these days because the toxicity of the planet has increased every year since both myself and Peter and others have gotten well. So it is a longer process, and we're in a world of lack of patience, okay, now, and it can't be that way. It just isn't. And we lose lots of people who cannot do this and cannot stay the course. Let me see if I remember. This is a number that I remember from the past, but I'm not sure. 641, is that Yolanta?
Yes, they changed my shift on me, so I'm home during the day now.
Well, welcome, Yolanta. It's nice to see your number again. Sit back and listen, and you'll get a chance to say hello and talk if you wish later on. Okay, 678, who's that? 678, let me mute you back up so we keep a nice, quiet call. Whoops. 678, welcome, who's that? Six, seven, eight, come in, please. All right. 678's not talking. All righty. All right. So, Jennifer, you haven't been here a very long time, but in my estimation and opinion, I think that you've accomplished quite a bit since you first joined our community. What would you say to that? Oh, unmute him, Mel. You muted everybody. Oh, I forgot that. All right. Well, unforget it. Let's see where she is now. Don't panic, Mel. I won't panic. Yes, you will. You're laughing at me, you.
I know. It's like, I can't help it. You're funny. So I appreciate your humor. Yeah, I will say that I have improved. And you're right, it is slow. And I had some serious challenges that I was able to overcome. But the grace of patience and a lot of prayer. But also, it's really going back to what you're all talking about, too, is like, Lori, it's like learning to listen to your body. That's what I find the best way for me to help me to overcome. To stop and listen to my body and give it what it needs. But I think, anyway. Direction I'm going.
All right, well, we're glad you're here. We're glad that you stayed the early part. That's the toughest part, is in the beginning. Okay,
yep,
and after about 6 months, when things really become a natural course of things, the whole thing gets easier. So we're going to look to you for continued success. I want to hear, you know, that you're walking around more.
I really would love to hear that, too. Actually, I would love to feel it. I would love to feel it, to be up and going. That'd be so much better. We'll get there.
Do you have a walker?
Oh, God, I have a walker, I have a cane, and I have this electric wheelchair, which actually is my favorite.
If I had an electric wheelchair, man, I'd have really motored around.
I know. Well, here in Ohio, it's freaking cold, so I don't know how when it's cold. Once it warms up, I will be gone. I will be out.
Yeah, well, that's good. Okay. And
yeah.
I spend a lot of time in a wheelchair, a lot of time on a walker, a lot of time on a cane, but you've got to go and do it. You got to push yourself to do it to get good at it. Okay.
Correct. Agree.
All right. So
agree.
I'll keep pushing you to push yourself, Jen.
Thank you. And thank you all for all your well wishes, my birthday wishes. That was so great. Thank you very much. It always makes me so happy. I know it seems kind of like self-indulgent, which it is, but it's something that I've learned to love over the years. And so thank you all.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's hear from Kirianne and Joe. I believe Joe has got the shift and Delilah's down for a nap. Is that correct? Unmute them, Mel. Oh, yeah. Will I ever learn? Come in, Joe. Come in, Joe. All right, no Joe. Maybe he fell asleep with the baby. All right, let's see. Let's hear from Peter. Hey, Pete, what's up?
Hey, good morning, brother. Good morning, everybody. I've got a piece of news to share. We can all rejoice in together. I'm looking, Mel. I didn't share this with you yet either, I don't think. I'm looking at a verification of completion from the Academy of Certified Case Managers. As a program, personal emergency response systems for people having chronic medical or psychological conditions and disabilities, with my licensing number on there. And the good news in that, folks, not to boast, is that I can now take to social platforms. Anyone that's had experience with Morjohn's has probably to one degree or another dealt with a diagnosis or a dermatologist inclined to classify us as DOP, which stands for delusions of parasitosis, where they accuse us of creating our own infestations on the skin from drug abuse and other situations which clearly aren't true. So now, brother, I can take as a personal emergency response system for clinical and psychological conditions and disabilities, I can now take my social platforms – advocacy and be a voice for the untruth in that, and maybe move a little more momentum in our favor in terms of continuing to overcome that untruth. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. I'm rejoicing in that. And the other thing I would want to solicit prayers from everyone here this morning, because one of my ministries is also, I am a 24-year recovered alcoholic and addict. And so I work with, at another church, a town over, with a group of about 28 to 30 recovering addicts. They have a housing program there for them in which they have Celebrate Recovery. I teach a nutrition Bible study there. And so the city is coming down hard on the church right now for political reasons, and they have decided to red flag the community. So I would solicit prayers from everyone to bring that ministry back into the fullness of where it has been in terms of helping these desperate people get off the street, have a shelter over their head, and an opportunity to practice sobriety. But that said, I can also celebrate with you folks that we, the staff and myself over there, we've got 28 out of 33 placed as I speak this morning. So been busy this week, Mel, you know that, working on that. And so just soliciting prayers, and then thankful for this accreditation, which point I can increase my advocacy against the untruth of DOP and get these people out there in the medical community in the know of what we're really dealing with. Other than that, it's raining out here in California, kind of a dismal day, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay, well, hey, we're happy to have you, Pete. All right, so let's, are you there? Joe, come in, Joe. Are you there, Joe?
Come in, Joe. No, they're still sleeping.
Do I made it back. Oh, you made it back? Oh, okay. Would you go to the grocery store?
No.
She's not there.
What's
She's
that?
Not napping.
Not yet.
All right. So, why don't you give us a little update on Mama, the baby, and yourself?
Yeah, things are progressing. Carrie's been on the protocol for, I think, close to 4 years now. Getting more and more manageable, which is good. Just talking with you is always good. And, you know, she's doing things now that she couldn't before. You know, a lot of times, initially, she would be pretty much bedridden, but now she's, I don't remember the last time she actually took like a full day like that ever. It's been a long time. So she's doing all this stuff for the protocol, and then, of course, just for her own mental and spiritual health, she does yoga, meditation, cryotherapy, infrared saunas, just all the things that she can help really support and supplement everything else, which, again, she couldn't do before. So, yeah, going the right direction, and then this little bundle of joy keeps us busy. She's popping blueberries, Mel, in her mouth, two or three at a time. I'm going to have to watch.
Oh, I love blueberries, especially when they're in season. That's when they have the great flavor. I like blueberries on pancakes, waffles, and just as a snack.
Oh, yeah. We did waffles last week. She liked them.
Oh, very good.
She likes my steel-cut oat smell with blueberries. She eats that every morning with me.
Oh, all right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. But, no, that's all good here. Just love hearing the voices of people we've met before along the way and new voices, because we're not on all the time. So really good to be here.
Okay, Joe. Well, we're really glad that you joined us. You give our love to Carrie. And she's on a sleep shift, or she's out running around?
Oh, no, she's sleeping. She don't do much running around before 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I got you. In other words, shift train at noon, shift change at noon, huh?
Exactly.
All right. You have a blessed day, and thank you. Bye-bye, Delilah.
Say bye-bye to Mel. Bye-bye.
All right. All righty. Thank you, Joe. All right, let's see. Linda, would you like to kind of give us an update? You've made a ton of progress since you became your own physician. Oh, unmute him, Mel. Boy, I'll tell you, I make the same mistake 22 times in a row. I'm going back to the minus. Come in, Linda.
Yeah, I was talking to myself. I'm doing pretty good. I'm still kind of early, you know, in the process. It's like 9 months, I think, now that I've been on the protocol, but there's still a lot of stuff, you know, debris and that I'm dealing with, but physically I feel a whole lot better. I have pretty good energy most of the time, and I've been really, really busy with other things I'm doing now too. So, but all in all, I'm feeling a whole lot better, you know, looking forward to the day when all of this is gone completely. But again, you know, it's only 9 months in, so I got to just be patient. And, you know, my hair is growing back quite a bit. I lost like half of my hair, and now it's pretty full, and I'm really liking it. It's grown quite a bit, and I haven't been able to get a haircut for a very long time. So I had that planned, and I'm going to reschedule. I've rescheduled that, so I'm looking forward to that, you know, but yeah, I'm doing well. I have a lot of energy, and I'm really hopeful. And with all the physical therapy with my bones and all that I'm dealing with has really helped me tremendously, not only emotionally, physically, but also, you know, just more vibrant with life itself, I guess. So I'm liking it. I'm really having an enjoyable time with everything.
Getting your hair back for you girls is like, whoa, baby. I'm loving it. No, I know. Many people go through that. You've restored your hair real quick. I'll tell you that much, kid. I've seen it all. So I know that's a really good turnaround. Okay,
yep.
Good. Very, very good. All right. Let's see here. Yolanta, do you want to say anything? Let's see. Unmute Mel. Do you like to say anything, or are you just listening?
I'd like to know how she restored her hair, though, because I'm having issues with that.
Okay. What did you do that you felt worked for you, Linda?
What I did, I put some essential oil in some kind of like a soap type thing, and you know, the purest kind, of course. And I put that on my hair at night when I went to bed and put a cap on it and just left it. And I put some clean green in there too. And
okay,
over
so
time,
now, okay, right. Well, we got to do this really slow because mm-hmm. this is important, okay? So let's start from the beginning. What was the first thing you said?
I made a little concoction in a jar that I kept, and put essential oils. I put a little peppermint, and I think a little clove, and I don't know what all I put in there initially, but I put a few drops of that in there, and then I put some organic soap type, you know, hair stuff. I can't remember the brand. I can't remember the brand, but you can find it online. And I put some clean green.
Right, whoa. We can't find it if we don't know the name. So when you're not talking, you'll go ahead and try to find the name, and then you'll pop back in when you can. Okay, so you made a concoction. You put it on your head. You added the clean green to it. That's where I'm at. Yes?
Yes. So I just put it on my hair every night when I went to bed, and I put a shower cap on it and just left it on, you know, all night long.
Sure.
And
then
when I got up, I washed my hair. And over time, it really, really helped a whole lot. And it's soft
now.
Okay,
how long are you taking the protocol?
9 months.
Okay, 9 months, okay. It has as much to do with how long you're taking the protocol because you take it religiously. You don't fool around. You don't take it and then forget it for 3 days. No. Your concoction may be wonderful, but it's the diligence of the repetition of taking the protocol the right way that has brought you back. Now, are you doing any copper?
Yeah. I'm doing both copper and silver. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when you start to get your copper in the body replenished to the level that it really wants, you'll find that your energy level really kicks another gear.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be part of that too. But good. Adding things to the protocol is good. But if you don't do the protocol, the whole thing's a waste anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it really just grew. In a matter of months, it was like, boom, you know. I was like, yeah, this is working.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Consistency, long-term consistency outweighs short-term intensity. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you'd like to say, young lady? Because, you know, I see you now jogging down to the grocery stores.
Oh, I don't jog. I walk slowly.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I waddle. I know how it is.
Can't jog around here. It's uphill, downhill. So, I mean, you're doing good.
No, I know. I know it is, kid. All right. Let's see. Sunny, is there anything you'd like to say? Oh, unmuted now. Do you know that I continuously forget the same exact thing every single time? Where is she? Let's see. Under Lori. All right. Yeah, there you are. All right. Come in, Sunny. Okay. She's still here. She didn't leave. Maybe she has herself muted.
Wait, are you stuck in me? Sorry.
Are you Sunny? Are you Funny Sunny?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I was talking to you, young lady. Yes, I wanted to know if you wanted to say anything.
Some of the words are being cut off. I live in a really high EMF area, and some of the words I'm not getting. But anyway, I haven't started the protocol yet. My symptoms are a lot different from a lot of you guys, but. You know, because, for instance, I have my hair is very thick, but I take a lot of supplements. Obviously, I'm going to be switching when the new protocol comes in, but I do take a lot of supplements. The main thing I do, the best medicine I do is the Word of God, and I can't imagine what I'd be like if I wasn't so close to God in prayer and not saying negatives about myself and, you know, continually saying positives. When I get really tired, like if I've missed a couple of days of sleep or something like that, if I'm working too hard or whatever, you know, I remember Mel saying, you got to sleep, you got to get to sleep. And I know that. And, you know, a few days ago or a week ago, I wasn't getting sleep much at all. And it really affects, as you guys know, I'm sure, it affects everything. And I sing to the Lord all the time, in my mind or out loud. And that's a lot of good medicine for me and everyone, actually. But even with that, when you're really tired like that, it's like your brain doesn't want to do anything but sleep. And it was a really, really rough time for me. And I'm dealing with all the toxic black mold is, you know, everybody, evidently the doctors say everyone has died from it. Everyone I knew that had it has died from it. But I believe that the walk with God and the singing to God, blessing Him all the time, has kept me in the health that I've got. And it's not what I want. You know, I want more. But that's why I'm on this, and I want to get, you know, to start the protocol and everything I need to do. But I did want to mention that our walk, it doesn't matter who we are, our walk with God changes everything. It's the most important thing in our lives. I think next to sleep. But the Word of God, it says that life and death are in the power of the tongue, right? So, and probably a lot of you know that much of the word, there's a lot in the word that talks about what our tongue, what we speak, you know, will manifest. Everything we speak that's negative will come to pass. Everything we speak positive will come to pass. Because it's a law that God set up. I didn't make it up. Nobody else made it up, but God Almighty made it up. And it's a law that cannot be broken. So I just want to tell you guys that I love you all, and I pray for you. And I know I'll be better physically. So thank you. God bless you all.
Your laugh is contagious, young lady, and we're very, very happy that you decided to join our community. Okie dokie. So now, okay, I believe it is Fancy Nancy. Unmute her, Mel. Yes, Mel, unmute her. How can you make the same mistake for every single person on the call? Unbelievable.
I don't want to be left out.
Why would you be left out, my dear?
Just tell everybody good morning or good afternoon. I'm glad to hear everybody on the call. And I'm thankful to be here. And it's cloudy here, 2 feet. And rained last night. It's not supposed to rain today, but it's real cloudy and everything's already wet. And I want to tell Pete congratulations on his new certificate that he received and for helping those guys that need help. I think that's our mission in life as Christians, to be encouraging the other people and to help them. As that old song goes, if you don't love your neighbor, you don't love Jesus. And I firmly believe that. And God can show that to us. When I went to the grocery store the other day, this is the third time that a lady just walked up to me in the grocery store where I go and spoke to me and shared some thoughts and stuff with us. And it's just been amazing to me, because people have gotten to where they didn't hardly even speak. And I think it's just a blessing from God when you can meet a stranger and stand there and talk to them 10 or 15 minutes and, you know, God's brought up or their problems are brought up. They share with you and ask you questions. And, you know, it's really a blessing to do that, and it makes you feel good. And I've got to where I do go to the grocery store and drive myself by myself anymore. And that's really been a blessing. And just to hear everybody's story and know what we're all dealing with and sharing it with each other. And we have different aspects of it. And Mel's helped me. I mean, I had dealt with this stuff for 12 years, and in a year's time, I got 90-something percent well. And the only issues that I'm still having is some with my head. And but we're working on the protocol with that, and it seemed to have helped. It's not as bad as what it was. So we just have to keep learning and keep going forward. That's our main thing. And I love to hear everybody's progress, and they're such a blessing knowing that people are getting well and that we can, instead of listening to all the negativity from the doctors and from other sites that are on. Some of them you don't even want to listen to. And that we share as we progress and know that we are getting better.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy. I know that, you know, when you got here, you were on death's bed. But,
amen.
You know, I hear that you're running in the antique car races with the old jalopy.
Yeah, and for so long I wouldn't even didn't want to leave the house, and then when I did decide to leave the house again, I waited till Rusty was home and let him drive, and we went together. And but now I've got to where I get out and go on my own and get in the car and don't be worried about anything, and it you feel better when you get out.
Oh no! Hey, I was locked in my house for almost 4 years. I know what it felt like when I could finally get out. No, I remember, honey. I really remember. You know, I never forget. I got all of you to remind me, too, but it's all right because the answer is there. If you just keep on keeping on, don't give up hope, put in the work, you get well.
That's our positive attitude, even though the devil tries to drag you down sometimes.
The devil's always chasing after us good guys, you know what I mean?
That's what my mom always said in her lifetime when I was growing up. If you're not having problems, it's because the devil's already got you.
All righty. Is there anybody who would like to say anything or add to this? I'm going to unmute everybody. I may have to mute you all again, but let's see. Is there anybody who would like to add or say anything? Put your hand up. Star five, five star, or shout.
Hey Mel.
Yeah, hold on, Pete. Hold on. Ladies first. Go ahead, Lori.
I just wanted to say about the head, that the hair. I don't know if they noticed, but it was a long time before I found Mel. By then, my head had gotten really bad. Where there was trailing under my head, and the whole shape of it was just so bad, you know, in just areas. You could just feel these, like, big, long things that would go down the back of my head and then the top and on the sides, and that's still where I'm getting debris out of, and then in the front and in my forehead. And I think it's just because I was doing nothing for so long. They just continue to build, but I really find that the WPS on my head is been, and then after that, the clean green, and then putting that alpha cream that you can get at some of the health food stores have it, the coconut cream with the essential oils, is just what is really getting my head back, and it's all going down. It's all nice and round. I remember when I went to get a wig because my hair was about an inch long all over my head. It had all broke off, and for me trying just different